Chairs No Waiting, episode number 137. Jim Nabors back home again. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the great folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up a CD, a DVD, a t-shirt, whatever you're looking for that's Mayberry related, you'll find it at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 137, is Jay Hicks. Jay, hey, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support. Hello, everybody. I am Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is a pleasure to have you with me. We gather on Monday nights to try to record this show, and if you ever get a chance, we'd love to invite you to come into the chat room. You'll find it at live.twochairsnowaiting.com. You'll find us there. If you follow me on Facebook, I send out a note every week reminding everybody that we're going to be live on the podcast. So here we are, and tonight we're going to be talking about Jim Nabors back home again. Well, that's a reference to the fact that Jim Nabors goes to Indianapolis to sing at the Indy 500 race every year. Back in 1972, while he was visiting the Indy 500 race with some friends, Jim Nabors was asked to sing Back Home Again in Indiana. He didn't even really know the words, and he didn't know he was going to be singing it until just only a few minutes right before he sang. But he was right there as part of the opening ceremonies of the race. And in the time since, Jim's only missed about six different times of singing the song before the race starts. Hey, we want to thank our researcher for Two Chairs No Waiting, Mike Peacock, who found this interview with Jim Nabors, who was able to provide permission for us to use the audio. The interview you heard was done by Ed Wenck, W-E-N-C-K. I hope I'm sure I'm butchering his name, of 93 WIBC. And we'll hear Jim talk about singing at the race and how he got started. And the interview was done back, I believe, around May 12th of 2011. So I hope you're going to enjoy that. So let's get right into it. So everybody, here is an interview from 93 WIBC with Jim Nabors.
In 49 states, he's known as that guy who used to be Gomer Pyle. Here in Indiana, however, he is a cherished Hoosier treasure. Jim Nabors is the man who sings back home again in Indiana before each and every Indianapolis 500. Yes, he's missed a couple when he was sick. I spoke with Mr. Nabors. Of course, we've got the centennial edition of the race coming up. I asked him how this particular tradition started, Jim Nabors singing back home again in Indiana.
Well, the first time I ever sang, I was there as a guest of Bill Hara. You know, Harrah's Casinos. Anyway, he was a good buddy of mine, and he brought me to the race. And so we were sitting there, and Mr. Holman came over to speak to him. And Mr. Holman had actually seen my show in Lake Tahoe. And he recognized me, and he said, "Hey," he said, "it's nice to have you here." And he says, "Would you like to sing the song?" And I thought he meant the Star Spangled Banner. And so I said, "Well, yeah, okay." And Mr. Harrah said, "Yeah, go do it." So I got up out of my seat and went back over under the track and over there, and he introduced me to the head of the Purdue Band. This was in 1972.
Okay.
And or 71, I can't remember, 71 or 72. And he said, so I said, "What key you guys do this in?" And he said, "We only got one key." I said, "Star Spangled Banner's got two keys." He says, "Well, you're not singing that." I said, "What the hell am I singing?" He said, "Back home again in Indiana." I said, "Well, I'm from Alabama." Anyway, they were laughing. He said, "Do you know the lyrics?" And so I said, "I know the tune, but," I said, "I'm not sure about the lyrics." So I wrote the lyrics on my hand. This was 5 minutes before I had to sing.
Oh, my gosh.
I wrote the lyrics on the hand, and so away we went.
Oh, my gosh.
And still doing it, you know, 38, 39 years later, whatever.
Usually you really nail it. Was there ever a time when the song didn't go quite as planned?
But one time every time I went out to sing, and I'd get into a little bit out of the song, and then the rain would come and poured, and I have to stop. And so then, After about the fourth or fifth tries at singing, everybody started booing me every time I walked out. It's like I brought the rain. And I was yelling at the crowd. I said, it's not my fault.
Now, where do you watch the race?
Up there, usually down on the first turn. Mary has a suite down there, and
right.
I used to go down there. And then I watched the first part of the race up there in the pagoda.
I asked Mr. Neighbors, you know, he's been doing it for close to 40 years. Was there one race in particular that stood out as his favorite?
I don't think so, because, you know, I've watched all those kids grow up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 81 now.
No kidding.
I'll be 81 next month.
With your participation in the 500 and the parade beforehand, you must have met a lot of people over the years. Does anyone stand out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we became great friends. One year I met the Commandant of the Marine Corps, he was the speaker, and we later became friends, and it was really very interesting. He was kidding me, and he said, how long were you a private? And I said, well, hell, I still am. And he said, well, I ought to give you a stripe or something after all these years you've done so much for the Corps. And so, anyways, he said, next time I'm over in Hawaii to do a change of command, he said, I'll give you a call and I'll give you a stripe. I'll have a picture taken and give you. I said, okay, I just started laughing. And so, sure enough, the Pentagon called me and said, General Jones is going to be over, and he wants to give you your stripe. And so I didn't think much about it, but actually he made me an honorary Marine that day, and I reviewed all the Marine troops. And there were several thousands of people there. I became Lance Corporal. It only took me 38 years.
The characters from those shows have endured over the years. Yours, Andy Griffith, Don Knotts. Of course, Ron Howard is obviously still alive. Do you keep in touch with Ron Howard?
Yeah, I've talked to Ron a few times. actually, Ron's parents were my close friends.
Okay.
Because he was a little boy when I first met him.
Sure.
He was, I think, around 6 or 7 when I first met Ron. And his parents were my good friends. And, of course, I watched him grow up and incredibly proud of him. He's just done so well, and he's such a gifted director.
Mr. Neighbors, this has been an absolute treat. Thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes today. Cannot wait to see you sing back home again in Indiana at the Centennial Race.
Well, thanks a lot for talking to me, Ed.
Jim Neighbors there.
Hey, there he was. So there's Jim, and well, that was a great interview. I hope you guys enjoyed that. It's just great hearing Mr. Neighbors actually talking about just things he's done in his career. I thought it was funny that he didn't know he was even going to be singing the song, and he didn't really even know the words, saying he was from Alabama. You know, so I thought that was pretty cool. Now, I don't know how many of y'all know the actual song itself, Back Home Again in Indiana. And I tried to look up some information about it, and it's been around since 1917 was when I believe it was written. But I thought you might enjoy hearing him actually sing the song at the Indianapolis 500. So let's hear that and see how that is. So here's the introduction.
Christmas this day is all about magical moments. And here is a magical moment. Back home again in Indiana, our dear friend, Mr. Jim Neighbors.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still burning bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. when I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, how I long for my Indiana home.
Woo, all right. We're ready to start the race. I'm not even a huge race fan, but I've always enjoyed just watching the Indianapolis 500 and at least pieces of it. I enjoy it a lot. But Jim Nabors, that's just special to hear him sing that. And wow, what a high roof to his mouth he's got, doesn't he? So I was able to actually meet him several years ago. He was inducted into the Alabama Stage and Screen Hall of Fame. And so I was able to meet him. I had met him before, and I've got an interview I did that I had done with Mr. Nabors. And we'll be playing that eventually here on the podcast. I keep holding that one back just in case, there's some time I need need something that I can pull out of my pocket. But we will be hearing that. And I can tell you, he was a wonderfully nice man to get to talk to and interview. He was so kind to me. I may have told before, as we were sitting there, I was calling him Mr. Nabors. He said, just call me Jim. And, it was just uncomfortable for me not to call him Mr. Nabors. I've gotten used to calling George Lindsay George to some extent, but even that's a little uncomfortable. And I'd only met Jim Nabors that once before. Well, that was in 98. And then I met him again in 2006. When he was inducted into the Alabama Stage and Screen Hall of Fame. That was a real treat for me. I hope you enjoyed that. I want to thank Mike Peacock for taking the initiative to go out there and find that interview and provide it to me. Now, there are going to be a lot of links in the show notes that you can go to. There is the official Jim Nabors website, and you can go to it at jimnabors.com. And there's an entire section there talking about back home again in Indiana, truly magical moment. And it talks about the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is mammoth, talking about how big it is. And anyway, it goes into Jim Nabors singing back home again in Indiana. There's a nice article there with some pictures that you can see. Now, there is also another website that I thought was pretty interesting. It's called When Jim Nabors Sings. The actual website is Jim Nabors Sings. plural.com, and it's all it's a book, I believe, written by Susan Berenke, Berenke. Boy, I'm butchering people's names like crazy. You'll be able to see it if you go to the website jimnabors.com, and she has a article on there as well where she's talking about back home again in Indiana and Mr. Nabors singing there. And there's a lot of really good pictures of him at the race and singing. There's a YouTube video of him singing the song you just heard. You can watch and listen. And there's one other I found that I thought was really interesting. And this is a radio station. And I'll just have to leave a note. It's leave a link in the show notes. It's 808talk.com. But there's a interview. It's the article is called An Interview with Entertainer and Hawaii Resident Jim Nabors, because he lives in Hawaii now. It's where he's retired there. And this was back in February, it looks like, when they actually posted this. So February 2011. So anyway, they'll have some really nice articles there. So if you want to read more about Jim Nabors and learn more about just some of the things he's been up to and where he's been, you can check those out. We'll have links to those and a few more, like Wikipedia article about him. If you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, and it'll be episode number 137. So you can look at that. There's an episode list. If you go there, you can list all the episodes and just see them all listed down the side of the page and find the one you're looking for. Or you can do a search. You can search the website as well. And I encourage you to go there and look around. They got the chat room that I talked about earlier where we visit on Monday nights. And we've set up a section over at Miss Crump's Blackboard. If you go to imayberry.com, you'll see a link there to forums or message boards. It's the same place, Miss Crump's Blackboard. And you can go there anytime. And there's a Two Chairs No Waiting podcast area, the podcast area, where you can talk about this show or Burke on Mayberry. and just visit and share information. If you got ideas for shows, you can post it there. Or you can just do, as I always tell you, you can call me at 888-684-8415. You can drop me an email at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can drop by, as I said, twochairsnowaiting.com and leave messages there. Or finally, you can head over to Facebook at facebook.com/twochairs and talk with fans there as well. So, folks, I want to thank you again for being a part of this little bit of Mayberry that we have here with Two Chairs No Waiting. I really enjoy it, and I hope you do too. So we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast.